And now I have no idea what we're doing next, so I have to go out to the show notes. Here, now.
Still to come in part 2 and 3. What are the scariest books around? Have we ever read books and had nightmares or been really scared? We talk about different supernatural creatures. Are they real or unreal? Evil or evil? Ghosts, vampires, witches, and more. Plus, exclusive interview with William Henry and a hilarious recording from Luke. See you then.
What are the scariest books? Have you ever read a book and actually be really, really scared? Okay, we'll start with
Austin.
Okay. What? Just to say, of course I've read a book, but I've never been really, really scared.
No?
No.
Not even when you were smaller?
No. Not that I can remember.
Look.
I read this book, I think it was called A Granny.
Granny by Anthony Horowitz.
Yeah, and I just looked at the front cover and there was this granny.
Yeah, she said this.
And I kind of pictured my granny in the head, my granny in my head going.
Yeah, but
luckily it never happened.
Oh, she's imagining the granny that we have.
Did we ever tell you about that?
No.
Then he had a big argument with his dad over it.
If we have to explain to her.
Okay, so have you ever read a really scary book?
No. I think when you read a scary book, you don't get scared. It's just kind of, it just adds a bit more of a thrill to it.
Yeah.
It might be that granny one.
Don't underestimate your granny.
I've never read the granny, so.
Your granny might have a gun.
So if we're having a Halloween special next year, I'll have it read. And I can tell you if I was scared or not.
Yeah, Granny isn't actually that much of a scary book, but what she does to the old man is really...
What did she do to the old man?
The old man was meant to be minding the little boy and she...
Oh no!
She set off a bomb.
Not the little boy!
She set off a bomb. Yeah, a bomb! And she killed the old man. And there was only one witness, and that was the old man who was dead. But there was another witness, and he was a guy who was walking home from the pub, and nobody believed him. And he also said the person was female and over 90, so nobody believed him.
So,
by the way, that's Granny by Anthony Horowitz, and our interviews with Anthony Horowitz and Derek Landy are going up today. Yes, today!
Let's just mention the date. It's Friday 31st, and it's Halloween.
It's
the 31st of the 10th, 08.
For all those kids who don't know what that is,
it's Halloween!
Halloween!
Yeah.
No way!
The scariest day of year!
Witches, wizards, and goblins. Did you know that Halloween is actually a day where the world, where all spirits and stuff,
it is really thin.
It's really thin, so sometimes people can see them.
I see them.
Huh? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay, Kieran, just stay away from that house down the road.
I do see ghosts.
Don't go down to the house down the road.
Yes.
Let's see. Imagine if we knocked on the door and we heard somebody running down the stairs. and we just said, 1 minute! I'm getting the sweets, 1 minute! Then she opened the door. It's like a woman and she has a dressing gown on and she has them curler things in her hair. She's like, no, what's she want? And we're like, trick or treat. She's like, it's Halloween already? Oh my god, I'm losing track of time. Then she shuts the door and we run away screaming. And then Luke trips over a branch and busts it off the ground. And then the car drives along and rolls over him. Then reverses back over Luke. And that's the job done.
No,
Then me, Nosheen and Kieran run home and we eat all the sweets and laugh at Luke.
Yeah, now we're going to have a thing named our supernatural debate.
Oh, so we get supernatural
debate. What?
Oh, no, sorry. I thought that thing was supernatural.
No. Basically, we talk about a different supernatural creature. There's kind of an intro, and then it's like, are they real or unreal? Are they evil or unevil?
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all,
can we start with Harry?
Can we start with Miss?
No, it's like supernatural creatures.
Sorry.
Cut that
what
out.
Did he say?
No, we'll crop it.
Oh, yeah!
Kind of sir.
You should download
it. Talk about Miss.
No, seriously.
Okay, now here's.
We're going to cut that out.
Here's our debate. Okay, so first of all, before we do the ghost one.
Kieran, your dad's home.
Oh, yeah! There's Tony Murphy has supernatural
glasses. It's very debatable.
It's very debatable.
We'll just take out his name.
Tony! Can.
Okay. Everybody shut up and we're gonna cut all that out.
Can someone hit Luke, please?
No. Has anybody ever seen a ghost apart from Mrs.
Have you?
No.
Have you seen?
No, I'll just edit it up.
Excuse your French.
Luther believes me.
Excuse me.
That's Italian, not French.
Or is it German? French. Anyway,
French.
Yes. Now, Luther believes in ghosts.
Not me. Ghosts are losers.
You know this. Okay. Yeah. Okay, has anybody here ever seen a ghost?
No.
Why do you believe in it? Oh, yes, yes, actually, I have.
Yeah, okay. Has anybody here ever talked to a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about
it. No, Chimbop,
come on, we're all dying to hear about when you talk to the ghost.
You said ghost? I thought you meant toast. I talk to my toast all the time.
Toast, do you like it when I put the jam on your upper layer and down layer? Because I think it suits you so much better on your upper layer.
It matches your eyes.
Oh my god, you will gain so much carbs. Doesn't matter your length of...
Okay, are ghosts real or unreal?
Unreal! If you believe in ghosts, then just get a life.
Hey!
Hey!
I believe in ghosts. Well, if you believe in ghosts, I think you
Kieran, you use the internet, you can buy another life.
Okay, Luke has something interesting to say.
Luke has something interesting to say for once.
Right.
Let's all listen to Luke.
Okay, if you believe in ghosts, I think you should find proof. So that you can prove bimbos like him over here, Brian.
Do you mean we could prove... Like him over here?
Oh, Brian. We have bimbos! Bimbos, he
does. Excuse you, Italian!
French!
French!
No,
French!
French!
Stop using French!
Stop using Danish!
Okay,
Danish. Does anybody hear of the language called Pig Latin?
Oh, yeah! Okay. What's the only thing in Pig Latin now?
Okay,
we're stopping recording.
Hi.
Because you won't shut the fuck up and just talk about...
Stop using French.
Subject. Right, you're out. Ocean, bye.
What?
See ya.
It's not even recording.
No. It is.
It is recording.
I'm not leaving.
We've been recording all this time. Now come on. Are ghosts real or unreal?
They're real.
You say real.
See, I think that some people can believe them and some people can't.
Okay, real or unreal?
A bit of both. Okay. Could be real. They could.
I think of my job. They're
because
real.
Have you seen one? Have anybody seen one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've spoken to them.
Toast.
You spoke to your ghost. They don't count.
I don't speak
I'm not sure. I think I've seen one.
I spoke to the ghost.
Oh, remember the time? Yeah, when the crash moved.
We don't want to. Oh.
Yeah. No, but they don't know where. It's a house near where
I live.
Brian came on holidays with us to Liverpool recently, and it's a house near the apartment.
Yeah, and I saw the like, curtain move. So yes. Freaky.
It's meant to be abandoned.
Yeah, it's meant to be abandoned, the guy told us.
I spoke to the ghost of my toast.
Yes.
The ghost of my toast. That's original.
He didn't enjoy having the butter.
What are the marmalade?
Yes,
marmalade really suits his eyes.
Yes.
Okay, now, so they're evil or unevil?
Some can be evil, some can be unevil.
Both.
My toast was unevil.
What? Well, that's because you eat it.
Oshie, out, now.
What? Go away!
Actually, okay, next time you talk to the ghost in your toast, ask him. Ask him, is it sore when you're in the toaster?
Oh, any more
off subjects and else.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, can I just mention one thing? Okay. Is the ghost in Oshin's toast counted? No, that I said
it
is.
Oh.
Okay, lads, and turn off your magic wand, Oshin. Actually, just do that while we're doing the song, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is my little song I made up about ghost, toast, and post. But we're actually not going to be able to do it in the song. But still, here it is now.
There's a ghost in the toast that he received in the post. The postman said, "You got toast in the post." "I don't like toast," says Oshin. "So why would I get toast in the post?" The postman says, "I don't know. I get toast in the post, but post is good for toast. And you got a ghost in your toast, so you should take it out of the post, because the ghost will kill the toast that was in the post," or something like that.
In the toast.
Start
now.
That's what I'm saying. Oshin has no toast. He's from.
Back to the subject.
Back to the subject. Now, are ghosts evil or unevil? Brian.
Evil.
Both.
Bit of both.
Okay.
There are evil ghosts. There are unevil ghosts.
Is, oh god, vampires. Okay.
I totally believe in vampires. Vampires rule.
No, wait. Save it for the intro.
I don't know.
Twilight. Any points about Twilight?
What do you mean?
Anything
it's cool. At the moment I'm reading New Moon, and personally I think Twilight was better because now Edward's gone.
Yeah, Edward's gone.
No, he comes after the end of New Moon.
Get on your own on it!
But no, you know,
I wrote down myself though, because I went to Wikipedia.
Yeah, and he knows that they have sex in Breaking Dawn.
Get on!
Don't say it now!
I thought you thought they knew that!
I know that, but no, you can't say that!
No, you don't have to describe the scene, don't worry.
You can't say it on the TV!
It's just the internet.
They have contact, let's just say.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say anything like that. It just says that Bella gets pregnant and...
Well, no.
And they have...
With Edward.
And then it said like that their baby was meant to be the most beautiful.
Okay, are vampires real or unreal?
Totally real. I grew up believing in vampires and watching vampires movies. I thought I was a vampire for a 4-year period.
I thought I was a vampire, am I?
Yeah, I think vampires are totally real.
You mean I'm not a vampire?
Huh?
You mean I'm not a vampire?
Shh! I think vampires are totally real. And
when you become 11, you're going to get an effort from Hogwarts.
You have to go, I think.
Yeah, I'm just.
And fairies, if they're good or bad, they can be good or bad, but like.
No, Kieran, you're not a vampire.
It's their fault if they eat you.
Yeah, Kieran.
That's like us eating vegetables or meat. Or
I believe Kieran. In vampires, and I think vampires will not harm you if you don't have them.
Kieran.
On their turf.
Kieran.
Or do anything.
Vampires are like tigers. Wait, they have a smile. My limo's here, so I have to go.
I have to point this out.
See you guys.
Shut up. Goodbye. Kieran, you're not a vampire. When you become 11, you're going to get a message from Hogwarts.
Are you that?
I know. I wonder what will come by
now. We went to Hogwarts and Dobby and his friends were hiding.
Oh, yeah, we went to Hogwarts on our school tour. We met Doggy and... Dobby and his little friends in Hogwarts. Doggy.
Oh, did you meet Crookshanks?
Crookshanks? Yeah, Crookshanks bit my toe. Seriously, is Crookshanks a boy or a girl? Anyway, Crookshanks is so fluffy. She's got a big fluffy face. Okay, for the time being, I'm going to call Crookshanks a girl. She's so fluffy and puffy. But then she's really aggressive as well. She bit my toe, then she jumped out the window.
Are vampires evil or unevil?
What?
Evil or
unevil? What's unevil? Vampire, I think it varies. And they could be evil or not evil. Like, some are evil and some are good.
Yeah, I think the same.
Right, yes. Same as good.
Vampire Luke is currently being attacked by a vampire. Kieran! Luke is being attacked by a vampire.
That's great.
Which is the vampire is undercover as Kieran. Kieran and Oisin's dog, Sally.
Dun dun dun!
Dun dun dun!
Why must he give her a club so she was out, so the vampire was
dead? Wizards!
Yeah, Sally was vampire's allergic to plums.
Next is wizards. No. First of all, the intro is Harry Potter's take on wizards compared to older wizard stories. Remember that is. Basically, in Harry Potter, it says wizards are normal people. They live in the Muggle world, and they just go to Hogwarts instead of school. Right. But the older wizard stories say that wizards have big, long beards. They're always wearing big, huge cloaks. They carry around wands everywhere, and they wear big, pointed hats. So which one do you think is real?
I think it's real that they like live in our world. Now, I don't believe in wizards, but if I had
you don't believe in me?
No, Kieran, I think you're an ordinary human.
Except maybe I'm a muggle! Whoa!
So I'm a muggle and proud.
So I'm not a muggle. Hi, Dad.
That's because you're a wizard, Kieran.
Hi. We're recording here.
It's Tony with the supernatural powers.
Oh yeah, supernatural powers.
Unless you have supernatural powers.
No, Luke said you have supernatural powers.
Toilet powers.
Do you want to cut that bit out?
Healy's.
Okay.
So are wizards real or unreal?
Unreal.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they evil or unevil?
Unevil.
They're unevil.
Except if you're Voldemort. If you're Voldemort, you're just evil.
In my opinion, I think he just needs a cup of coffee. Just like, all that stress of taking over the world. A cup of gold blend coffee would do him just fine.
We're talking
about Voldemort. Gold blend coffee, though.
I would say the cocoa would be better for him.
Oh yeah, especially on those cold nights.
Oh yeah, he has to see his clothes. They're so freezing.
Lads,
I want to see if he has a fire in his house.
Lads, do you want
to? I hope he's on crib sometime. I really get to find out what Lord Voldemort's bedroom is.
Now let's.
Do you like the time to play Voldemort? Voldemort liked to kill, and Lily and James he killed, but Harry Potter he couldn't kill, and lots of wizards he killed, and he needs to go on to Dr. Phil, and he needs a cup of coffee. Yes, he does. He needs a cup of coffee. And Voldemort likes to kill. And Lily and James, he killed. And Mendy's a nice wizard, tis he killed. But Harry Potter, no, he couldn't kill. He couldn't kill the boy who wasn't killed. Because the boy wasn't killed. That's why he couldn't kill him. Uh-huh. It's a true story.
Make our listeners think that Voldemort has just come. Okay, now Ryan, you do the air piercing scream. Oisin, you also do help! And I'll do our sound effects. Okay,
what do we do?
You do an ear piercing scream, not too loud though, or else I'll merge you like this. Oisin, you go, help! And I'll do sound effects. 1, 2, 3, go! Part 2, part 3 coming up now.